The Food and Drug Administration released new guidelines today intended to protect the nation's food supply from terrorist attack. The guidelines are for the food industry, not consumers. The idea is to go beyond rules intended to prevent accidental food contamination and focus on ways to prevent a deliberate attack. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Every federal agency has been looking at steps it can take to improve security. The new FDA guidelines contain some very specific steps the food industry can take to prevent terrorism, everything from careful inspection of food shipments to encouraging the use of video surveillance at restaurants and salad bars as well as manufacturing plants. Joseph Levitt, director of the FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, says it's not just a question of industry following new guidelines, but adopting a new mindset.
The most important thing that industry needs to pay attention to is not any one of these recommendations. What's most important is that companies look at their own facilities through the lens of food security.
Levitt says you ask different kinds of questions when you're looking at preventing criminal acts. For example, in the past, to protect food safety, FDA may have focused on employee hygiene.
Now we look at employees to be sure, are there good background checks, as an example? Where do they have access? Are they working the hours they're supposed to and not staying extra or going in places that they're not authorized to go in?
Levitt says the new guidelines are just that, guidelines. The agency is not requiring industry to follow them. But Levitt says the food industry was a willing collaborator in developing the new guidelines, and he expects they will be followed. Sue Ferentz, Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Policy for the Grocery Manufacturers of America, says industry has already begun implementing the recommendations.
Many of our products come into the plant or leave the plant in trucks, so we're looking at putting locks on trucks where there might not have been locks before, or seals, ensuring that if a seal is broken, it was recorded in a log as to why a seal was broken, or parking trucks in well-lit, secure areas. So those are the kinds of measures that we are taking.
Of course, there's no way any industry can become 100% protected against a terrorist threat, and there's no way to be certain how large a threat terrorism represents to the food supply. But even if the risk of a terrorist attack is minimal, the devastation could be enormous should one occur. Caroline Smith DeWall is wary of guidelines worked out just by government and industry. DeWall is director of food safety for a consumer group called the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
FDA is more a cheerleader for the food industry than a watchdog. FDA relies heavily on the food industry to police itself. These guidelines are mere suggestions from the federal government of what the food industry should do to protect the food supply. What we really need is a federal police force that can actually inspect food plants to ensure that they are maintaining these high standards.
Although there is no police force, Food and Drug Administration officials expect their food safety inspections will be enough to make certain that the new recommendations are being observed. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.